I'm David Brancaccio. Stock prices are headed down this morning, a mood attributed to the Federal Reserve's grim assessment of prospects for jobs and commerce in this age of COVID. Central Bank Chief Jerome Powell said COVID will cause long-term damage. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer covered the news conference yesterday. Nancy?
David, the Fed voted unanimously yesterday to keep interest rates right around zero, and the Fed issued projections showing interest rates near zero through 2022. Powell said the lower unemployment rate reported for May was a welcome surprise, but he also said it was heartbreaking to see a slightly higher Black unemployment rate wiping out the gains in Black employment we were starting to see.
And Powell was asked several times about inequality at yesterday's briefing.
Right. I asked Powell about calls from some progressive economists for the Fed to pay more attention to the Black unemployment rate and set a specific target for it. Powell said the Fed doesn't target specific groups, and that's not part of its mandate from Congress. But Powell also said the Fed will try to keep overall unemployment low.
And we will use our tools to support maximum employment and take that, you know, definition to heart. But obviously, that's something that's going to require an all of society, all of government response.
Powell also said he's concerned about the large numbers of African Americans, Latinos, and women who've lost their jobs during the pandemic. He pointed out the rise in unemployment has been especially severe for them, and he wants to get their unemployment rate back down to where it was before the coronavirus crisis.